Welcome to Governor Tim Pawlenty's podcast from the great state of Minnesota. Governor Tim Pawlenty held a press conference during the legislative session to discuss the governor's budget proposals and the important decisions facing the state of Minnesota. Governor Pawlenty underscored the negative impact that would result from recent proposals put forth by the DFL-controlled legislature, particularly with regards to taxes. These include giving Minnesota the highest income tax rate in the country, while increasing business property taxes, gas taxes, vehicle registration taxes, wheelage taxes, alcohol taxes, and deed taxes. The following are excerpts from the governor's press conference.
In general, by way of background, I think the session started out on a good note after all of the campaigning of last fall. It seems like legislators on both sides of the aisle and leadership, both rhetorically and substantively, were committed to trying to find common ground, a common agenda, and to keep the tone and the rhetoric productive and positive, and on recognizing we may have some differences in philosophy or policy, to try to be constructive and positive in approach and tone, and to the extent possible, message. And I think by and large that has happened. There's always going to be some differences on issues. And we just have very good people who come here from various walks of life, various political perspectives, who mean well and are trying hard to do well by our state. And so the differences that we have on policy are not personal. They're simply a reflection of different philosophies or different viewpoints about what's the best for Minnesota. And I'm glad that everybody's been mostly respectful of those differing perspectives, and I think that's been helpful. And I think that has largely continued to this point in the session. I would say, in hockey terms, we're entering the third period. The score has been somewhat uneventful so far because I haven't signed many bills, over the couple notable exceptions, and many miscellaneous bills, but of the marquee bills, really just a few. We started out the session with a landmark, a nation-leading energy bill, which was done on a bipartisan basis. We had asked the legislature in 2005 and again in 2006 to consider our Next Generation Energy Initiative. They have done that. They have added their own ideas, and it's been a nice compromise and a nation-leading effort to get 25% of our renewable energy by 2025. There's an important second step that comes with that. That will be this year and hopefully in the years to come, to put the incentives and the encouragements and the requirements to make sure that actually happens in a second bill that we look forward to getting and signing into law, hopefully yet this spring. We also passed $24 million in tax cuts that was relating to federal conformity for things like teacher expenses, out-of-pocket expenses, higher education, tuition expenses, and that was a nice way to start the session as well. Since then, we've had everybody's budget proposals presented and tax proposals at least generally presented, and I think a good debate so far about those respective positions. We're still waiting for the House to finalize their work in that regard. I met with the Speaker this morning. She indicates by hopefully next week or so that those bills will be finalized and debated and passed off the House floor, which will then put everybody in a position to have a discussion not based on hopes or aspirations, but on actual bills or positions that have been outlined and passed by the respective bodies or presented by the administration. By way of a quick reminder, the budget that I proposed in January was a 9.3% increase. It has drifted up since then to 9.8% because it keeps getting adjusted based on caseloads and entitlement spending, and the automatic spending that comes in part of the budget under entitlements has increased since even the February forecast. So the 9.3 has magically and automatically become a bit higher.
In the past 4 years, Minnesota turned its $4.5 billion deficit into a significant surplus and has added over 100,000 new jobs without raising taxes. Governor Pawlenty says the legislature will place job growth and the state's economy at a disadvantage if their tax increases are adopted, and the governor remains opposed to signing tax increases into law.
The Senate has proposed the highest income tax rate in the nation, even higher than Vermont, Ben and Jerry country. We remain, and as you know, a very highly taxed state, and there's been some suggestion in various articles and things that, you know, now that we've had this low tax experiment, we've got to go back to our high tax tradition. We've never really had the low tax experiment in Minnesota. We remain one of the most highly taxed states in the nation. And again, we don't want to become the bargain basement state. That's not our heritage. That's not our tradition. It's not who we are. But we also don't want to be so far on the high end of cost considerations that it becomes a further disincentive to capital formation, risk-taking, entrepreneurial spirit, decisions about where people with capital are going to build buildings, add jobs, buy capital equipment, and the like. And one thing they consider rationally and understandably is how much does it cost to do business in your city, your county, your region, your state, your country, and taxes and regulation and insurance and energy costs are all part of that basket of costs. So we are very concerned about the DFL's proposals for tax increases broadly, and particularly those taxes, or all the taxes, but particularly those taxes that are going to be a further disincentive to business activity and job growth in Minnesota. And with all due respect to Lori, even the Star Tribune acknowledges that business taxes are highly regressive. I mean, they, in essence, are passed on, understandably, and as a matter of economic principle to consumers and purchasers. And so the calculations that we do, of course, reflect that in terms of tax impacts. So we have 6 weeks or so to go in the session. There is the bulk of the work yet to be done. We're hopeful that the House will kind of sync up with the Senate and the administration in the sense of putting out their tax bill and actually getting the bills passed that reflect their budget priorities. That will put us in position to have detailed discussions about trying to reconcile those bills. I wish it would have happened or would happen all faster and quicker, but it is the nature of the beast that it gets to be about this time of the year that you know, these bills are coming into formation and focus, and we'll get them, hopefully get them reconciled by the third week in May.
To learn more about any of the subjects addressed in this podcast, please visit Governor Pawlenty's website at www.governor.state.mn.us. Also, be sure to regularly check the governor's website for more podcasts from Governor Pawlenty.